So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Canto 8, Chapter 2, Text 32. It's a tale of distress. And in the previous verse, 31, it's Gajendra is in great distress. What I'll do is I'll just read this just to lead in to today's verse. I'll read the text 31, the translation. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile, by the will of providence, and being embodied and circumstantially helpless, he could not save himself from the danger. He was extremely afraid of being killed. He consequently thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision, which today's verse. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. What then to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. It is by the will of providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile, and therefore I shall seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personalities. Purport. This material world is described as padam padam yad tipa, yad vipadam, which means that at every step there is danger. A fool wrongly thinks that he is happy in this material world, but in fact he is not. For one who thinks that way is only illusioned. At every step, at every moment, there is danger. In modern civilization, one thinks that if he has a nice home and a nice car, life is perfect. In the Western countries, especially in America, it is very nice to possess a good car, but as soon as one is on the road, there is danger, because at any moment an accident may take place and one will be killed. The record actually shows that so many people die in such accidents. Therefore, if we actually think that this material world is a very happy place, this is our ignorance. Real knowledge is that this material world is full of danger. We may struggle for existence as far as our intelligence allows, and may try to take care of ourselves, but unless the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, ultimately saves us from the danger, our attempts will be useless. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nishinha nartasya chagadam udavati majato noho. Tapasya tad prativitir ya ihan ja sestas tavavipo tanu britam tavad apexitanam. Bhagavatam 7.9.19. We may invent so many ways to be happy, to counteract the dangers of the material world, but unless our attempts are sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they will never make us happy. Those who try to be happy without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are mudhas, rascals. Namam duskritano mudha prabhadyante naradamaha. Those who are the lowest of men refuse to take to Krishna consciousness because they think they will be able to protect themselves without Krishna's care. This is their mistake. The decision of the king of the elephants, Gajendra, was correct. In such a dangerous position, he sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanatim Marandasya Jnananjana Salakeya Chakshon Milatam Yena Tasmei Shri Rave Namaha Vanchakopachubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanabhyeyo Vaishnavabhyeyo Namo Namaha. So, it's a very wonderful verse. It's interesting. Again, certainly I remember in my previous part of my life with these friends and relatives, they could not rescue me from danger. And then what to speak of my wife? I say wife in this case, I don't have wives, but wife. So this foundation that we have in this world, you know, on these sort of relationships, is a tottering platform. It's there, but if it's not linked with Krishna, it's a useless, as Prabhupada says. It's, you know, there's really no point. Because our whole basis in this life, in such a place as this world, is only actually Krishna consciousness. This can be our only basis. And we're in a dangerous position, like Gajendra. And he sought the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, he also mentions in the text here, he says that I shall seek to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of the great personalities. It's a very nice, subtle point, actually. He brings in the great personalities. Sometimes we think that these great personalities are not subject to the onslaught of this material world. Of course, we know that's not true. You know, Jesus gave his self as a sort of sacrifice. It's interesting to note that, actually, like the spiritual master gives himself as a sacrifice for our sins. Likewise, Jesus did the same thing. You know, it's an interesting connection. And we should be aware of this. Jesus had disciples, you know. So the process of this having an elevated soul be our guide is a fundamental principle in our lives. So, and these great souls, like Srila Prabhupada, that I remember, and I'd like to read part of this. It was from a lecture he gave on the Bhagavad Gita. If I can just find it, I hope. And he was asked a question by his disciples. Well, several questions, actually. I wish I'd make so many notes and I just have to pick in 10 minutes what I've got to say. Sorry. Okay. Oh, yes. This is a lecture, and it's Bhagavad Gita 246-62, Los Angeles, December 16th, 1968. This is from Her Grace, Virabhadra. She says, "My third question is, when you had a heart attack, did you feel any pain?" Prabhupada, "Yes." Virabhadra, "You felt pain?" "Yes." "Why shall I not?" says Prabhupada. Virabhadra, "Well, because you're a pure devotee, and I mean you're pure, so you don't feel pain." Prabhupada says, "Huh?" Virabhadra, "I thought you said in the Bhagavad Gita a pure devotee wouldn't feel pain because he's always chanting and Krishna will always protect him." Prabhupada, "Yes, pain was there, but it was not too much. The boys, the disciples, were chanting and I was chanting, so there was not so much. It was not so much painful. That is already explained. When there is distress, the devotee takes it that I am suffering for my past deeds. But I should have died at this moment. But Krishna simply giving me a little pain, that's all. Actually, that was the thing. That day I should have..." The heart attack was very severe. "I should have died. Nobody survives such a heart attack. But Krishna saved me. That's all." And then she asked the further question. Virabhadra, "Are you in this world?" Prabhupada, "I am." Virabhadra, "Are you in this world? I mean, are you..." Prabhupada says, "I'm not in this world." "Yes." Virabhadra, "You're not in this world?" Prabhupada, "No." Jayagopal, I thought I heard it said that you were in this world without being part of it. You are in the world without being part of it. Being part of it like the lotus flower which floats on the water." Prabhupada, "Yes, that is the way. That is the way of understanding. Just like I am in America. It's very easy to understand. I am not adopting the ways of life as the Americans do. So I am not in America. Not only myself, all my disciples are following me. They are also not Americans. They're different from American behavior. American ways of life. In that sense, I am not in America. I am in Vrindavan. Because wherever I go, in my apartment or in temple, I live with Krishna and Krishna consciousness. I don't accept any consciousness of America. And I teach my disciples also to take to that consciousness. So one who takes to that consciousness, he is also not in America, not in this world. It is, I have given the example many times, just like a king and a bug sitting on the same throne. The bug is biting the king, biting, and the king is ruling. It is not that because the bug is there on the throne, he is the king, or the king is sitting with the bug, and he is a bug. Why the difference? Difference is of consciousness. The king knows his duty. He is working in his duty. Therefore, he's king. And the bug knows his business to bite. Therefore, he is bug. But sitting on the same place, and because due to different consciousness, one is bug, one is king. So, if you take to Krishna consciousness, and if you remain in Krishna consciousness, you don't belong to this world. You are no more bug. You are king. Change this consciousness. Even apparently you may seem to remain a bug, but you are no more bug. Is it clear? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Prabhupada is just wonderful. He's a great soul. So, but also it shows that how he's affected and how that if we come away from our own fantasy, that Krishna consciousness, that somehow or other we won't suffer. This is very foolish. Because the suffering, our suffering is reduced. But it's reduced in such a way, it's reduced by knowledge. It's knowledge that actually this world is a place of suffering. We cannot change it. We have been given a temporary body, temporary material body. This will suffer. And these great souls, they know it. But I think it's in, I can't remember, it's 914, maybe, where the great Mahatmas, they come under the protection of the divine energy, the spiritual energy. And there's comments from this lecture that he gave on this. He says, they take shelter of superior energy. Everything belongs to Krishna, and they're under Krishna's control. God and I, God, everything belongs to God, and also I belong to God. And then he says that by submission of our consciousness, we take the shelter of the divine energy. So it's submission of our consciousness. This gives, and then he says, this gives superior endeavor and superior authority. That's an interesting statement. So this surrender to this higher power, this power that is not from ourselves, Gajendra, he couldn't save himself. There's no way. Prabhupada, he couldn't save himself from a heart attack. But there's one person who can. It's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he says, this power gives superior endeavor and superior authority. Now, this endeavor, this is what it's in Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Instruction. It says that we should endeavor with confidence. And this means that we should have faith. And faith comes with association of the Mahatmas, those who are connected. And this gives faith. And so this is our connection. Another thing I remember Prabhupada, he says, I think it was 325.25, where he says that this association with devotees is the same as associating with Krishna. These association with these great souls is the same as association of Krishna. It's non-different because they're linking with Krishna and all they do is take shelter of Krishna. So, in this mood, the mood is imbibed. It's Prabhupada, they talk, Guru Govinda Swami, they say, we imbibe the mood of Guru. We have to get this association by which we're given strength. And superior authority. This is says, we're given superior authority when we take this shelter. This authority is not our authority. It's one that's given to us to be passed on. Guru gives Krishna. Krishna gives us Guru. This is the process. So we take shelter of those who can give us Krishna. And Krishna, if we get their blessings, will come to us. I'm just trying to think of, there was a nice example, and I wish I could remember it. It's gone. But there's one other example I'd like to give, and it's Draupadi. She's in a similar situation as Gajendra. She was being stripped, or trying to be stripped naked, in the assembly of the Kurus and her husbands and other great souls. So if I can find this. Sorry, I know time moves on. Sorry, I can't quite find it. It was here. But anyway, Draupadi was in a terrible situation, and Karna wanted his revenge, and also she laughed at Duryodhana, called him embarrassment. So they were not favorable to her, and they tried to humiliate her in front of everyone, including King Dhritarashtra and his wife, and this was a terrible situation for her. And she appealed to her husband, she appealed to Bhishma Dev, all those there. And like Gajendra, he was maybe trying to seek some help from his friends and relatives and his wives. They were unable to help him. Interesting point, actually, that somehow she came to understand that nobody can help me but Krishna. And when she called to Krishna, he came. It was not until she'd let go of her own conception of who could help her that she could then ask for Krishna's help. She had to let go of her conception of her own ability or who may help her in this world. And likewise, for us, we should understand this for ourselves, that it is the association of the devotees and the Lord himself in these situations that can only help us and guide us. So all of a sudden her sari increased in such a way that she could, it was impossible for her to be stripped naked. So this is a wonderful pastime, but it's this understanding. What I get from this verse is that we must separate ourselves in some way from our dependence on the shelter of this world. And we do it so often, just if we're not careful, in our own ashram life. You know, something happens to us and we sort of try and get allies. Oh, they're wrong, you're right, you know, all this sort of thing. That's not the way, actually. We don't take allies. We don't want allies. Not in our dilemma and our difficulties. We shouldn't want them. Our ally is the shelter of this good advice of the Shiksha Guru, not in those who agree with us, or we want them to speak in the same way as what we want. This is a very important principle. So if ever you feel wobbly in the situation and you feel you can't understand what's happening, don't go to those who will somehow sympathize with you and give you some sort of comfort. You're looking for a reality distinguished from illusion. And if we don't get that, then we stay in the same situation. We don't progress. We're just in a social situation. You know, I can remember in rugby, you know, everybody patting them, everybody on their back. Oh, this was very good, this was very good, this was very good. But actually, it was just bolstering the ego, which is the thing that we should really try and do away with. Gajendra is this person who's quite instantly, by the mercy of the Lord, turned to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's realized, my friends, my relatives, my wives, they cannot do anything. This has happened by providence, that I'm being attacked by this crocodile. Therefore, I shall take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of everyone. And I had a lot more nice quotations from different persons, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I wish I could have said them. But the class is due to finish. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No, actually. No, Prabhupada. He's got to have a final statement. This is one of my favorite quotations. It's Vrindavan, May 17th, 1977. If death takes place, let it take here. There is nothing to be said new. Whatever I've had to speak, I've spoken in my books. Now you try to understand it and continue your endeavor. Endeavor. He goes straight to this word, endeavor. There must be something from ourselves. Whether I am present or not present, it doesn't matter. As Krishna is living eternally, similarly, living being also lives eternally. But one who has done service to the Lord lives forever. So you have been taught to serve Krishna, and with Krishna we'll live eternally. Our life is eternal. A temporary disappearance of this body does not matter. Body is meant for disappearance. So live forever by serving Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.